The 2017 Knock Knights are on the air. WISR 680 AM in Butler and the MSA Sports Network now present the live broadcast of Knock High School Football 2017. Tonight's broadcast of Knock Football is presented in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet and GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Kittanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dillon McCandless King Coulter and Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Tonight's broadcast can also be heard online at WISR680.com and, as always, on the MSA Sports Network at msasports.net. Time now for the Coach's Show, a visit with Knock head coach Frank Whalen prior to tonight's kickoff. Now let's go to the coach's office, and here's the radio voice of the Knock Knights, Scott Briggs.
Well, here we are as we get set for the last of two home games. Tonight we're taking on the Ambridge Bridgers, and we get a chance to talk with head coach Frank Whalen down in the basement of the Knock Gymnasium area, as we do each and every week. And, coach, last week Newcastle couldn't have started off a whole lot better than it did for you guys.
Yeah, it did. You know, we went out there on defense. We got a big turnover, took the ball, and scored 7-0. And then, you know, they went down and scored, and then we took a kickoff back for a touchdown and scored, and then they took a kickoff back into, like, our 30-yard line and end up scoring. So it was a crazy start to that game. And, you know, and then obviously they went on a scoring spree, and we could only match them with one touchdown. So that's what happens when you got, you know, a kid like Hooker, you know, watching film, Scott. We had sometimes two, sometimes three guys right there on top of him, and he just, you know, he found a way to get away from us. So hats off to him. It's the reason why he's going to Ohio State. He's a terrific player.
Yeah, he was kind of fun to watch. He had all kinds of moves and speed, and I saw him standing on the sideline before the game. And he's a big kid, too. And you get big, quick speed like that. And then he gets hurt and comes back. I never thought he would come back into that game the way he looked and the way he was limping around, but came back and threw a touchdown pass and just about ran for another. Pretty good athlete. But other than him, you guys pretty much held them in check.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, when he left the game, they were 3-and-out. And, you know, I think if they would have been able to have success with their replacement, they would have just sat him the rest of the game. But that wasn't the case, and they brought him back in. And, of course, you know, he took the one, as you just mentioned. He threw the one touchdown pass, and then he scampered down the sidelines for about 70 yards. And that was the play in particular that was just, you know, you have to respect it. It was amazing to watch because he sidestepped three or four of our defenders, and, you know, they were right there in position. He's just a special, special talent.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your guys defensively. They probably had more success against you moving the ball consistently and in a long drives. I don't remember a team having long drives against Knock at all this year. They were able to get that 4 or 5 yards at a crack. What were they doing that made it so successful? And were you guys able to react to that at all?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at that game, we had them in third and plus eight several times. And every single one of those times, Hooker was able to avoid stuff and then get big first downs. And that was really the story of that game. We would do well on first and second down. We would get them into third and long situations, and he would find a way to avoid stuff and get big, big first downs for us, for them. And that was difficult, especially when you're playing tough, you know, those first and second downs, and you think you got them, and then he just, you know, pulls something out of his hat. It's tough.
The kids get frustrated at all with that kind of play? Is it something that you notice them just, you know, hey, we almost had him, and then, gosh, he did it again?
Well, I think they have a lot of respect for him. you know, and they were certainly disappointed that we couldn't corral them. But at the end of the day, you know, in the locker room, you know, they were like, coach, and we were right there, but he was just able to just, you know, make a couple little fast cuts, and, you know, he was just too quick. And so our guys, I thought, I mean, if you watch Newcastle, Scott, in the games that they have played, they have, especially these last 3 weeks, they have physically beat defenses up. That didn't happen to us. We won the line of scrimmage. He was the X factor. We were in their backfield. We were controlling the line of scrimmage, and he was just able to sidestep people. And once he took off, he was gone. We don't have anybody that can match that type of speed.
Also, when you look at your team from the defensive side of the ball, you were on the field a long time.
Yeah.
But then again, when you look at the guys who are out there, they're pretty much on the field all the time. Did that play into it at all?
I don't know. I mean, our guys are in good shape. Nobody was really sucking wind too much. You know, Jake had to come off for a play or two because we switched his position to outside linebacker, and that's a different position than corner just from a physical standpoint. He's got to take on blocks. You know, he has to do a lot of different things. And then, of course, on the offensive side of the ball, he has to direct everything. So he came off a couple of plays. But other than that, you know, we lost our starting corner early on in the game, and that hurt. Matty broke his wrist, and so he's out for the year. And of course, Matty plays wing back for us as well. So we lost him in the rotation on offense and lost him on defense. So that was tough. But I thought Chase Mullen went in, did a great job. And Chase will man that position up for us this week.
All right, this week you've got the Bridgers of Ambridge. Everybody knows Ambridge is still struggling. It's been a long time since they've won a game. Do they concern you at all when, you know, coming in terms of, you know, you got to get your team up for a game like this? When they see a team that just hasn't won, that, you know, are your guys ready, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, that's what film session is for. And you watch Ambridge on film, they are tough kids. Got to remember, the Highlands game, Ambridge is winning going into the fourth quarter. So this team, and they should have beat Blackhawk last week. Blackhawk did not score a touchdown on offense. They scored two touchdowns on special teams. And won the game 14-7. So Ambridge has a very good defense, very good defense. Their offense, they do a lot of different things, especially in the passing game. So our secondary, has to be sharp. And that's going to be tough because, you know, we lost A.J. Karenbauer in our secondary. Then we lost Matty Goodland last week. So, and we move Jake into an outside linebacker position. So we're, you know, these guys really have to step up and shut this pass game down.
When you look at Ambridge offensively, what is it? What's their strength? Pass, run? You mentioned that they're pretty good. What concerns you the most there?
Well, offensively,
yeah.
I mean, they're, like I said, their passing game is pretty good. It's very multiple. We had probably 30 different pass plays that we've got on film, and we had to stop it at that. We could have rep more that they show. They do a great job in the pass game, and they're experimenting with a couple of different runners, and they're tough kids. They're young. They're losing because they're playing with a lot of sophomores. And, you know, that's good for the future, but it's bad for the present. And, you know, so they're really tough kids, and we better be ready to play because they've proved that they can hang with anybody.
What about defensively? What problems will they present for your offense?
Well, I think their defense is their strong point. Because of just how aggressive they are defensively. Now they have one kid that was out last week. He was out for the past 2 weeks. He's one of their safeties. He's a terrific football player. I don't know if he's going to be ready to roll this week or not, but he's an excellent ball player. They have two tough defensive tackles. They got a couple of tough inside linebackers, and they just get after it defensively, and they never ever quit.
Well, we looked at your offense last week, and you went to the eye a couple of times, especially right at the end of the half. Mm-hmm. And Savon had some success with that. We're going to see a little bit more of that maybe tonight?
Yep. Well, we're definitely going to see it. Probably the Savon likes to get warmed up a little bit, so you'll probably see some of our eye package second, third series on offense.
Any other twists you're going to throw at them?
No. No, it'll be our basic offensive package, you know, with the eye defensively. We're going to be in our stack. We probably won't give them too much nickel at all, and that should be it.
Well, when they start the game, you guys will have two more home games. You'll have this one and then the final game against Mars. It's nice to finish out at home two games in a row.
Absolutely. We told the kids, you know, we started off this season 1-3 in the conference, and we have a chance to finish the conference 3-1. And that's our goal. It begins against Ambridge. We win this game, we'll be 2-1 as far as our last four games go. And then if we are fortunate enough to beat Mars, we'll end up 3-1. And then we'll end up 4-4 in the conference play. And Knock, as you know, Scott, has not been 4-4 in a long, long time. So that's our goal. We want to finish up as strong as possible and set the tone for next year.
Well, we talked about next year a couple of weeks ago, the young guys getting a lot of looks and the talent you have coming up. We're going to see more of those guys as the season goes on with these last two games maybe?
Yeah, especially because of injury. We're playing with 5-6 sophomores right now. You know, we had a couple of sophomores, just had a great week of practice. Mason Frank, in general, just really at the linebacker spot, played terrific football this week. So we're going to definitely try to get him on the field. If he comes on the field, that will be the 7th, 10th grader that will be playing for us. So you're right. I mean, we have a lot of good younger kids that are getting great experience this year.
Well, we talk a lot, obviously, about varsity, but just real quick, how's the JV team and your younger teams doing?
The JV team should be undefeated. They only have one loss, and that was to South Fayette, and that was a game where we didn't send we couldn't send our JV A team. That game, we had to play with a lot of the JV B players. So if we would have sent our regular JV team, I think, you know, that we could definitely maybe have won that game and we would have been undefeated. And that's another thing. It's been a long time since a Knock JV team has gone through a season this good. So they are looking terrific. They really understand this offense. Heath Ertis is running it terrific. The A-backs and the B-backs are just looking terrific. The offensive line is doing a great job for them. And Coach Crouch is doing a great job coaching the defensive side of the ball, and they're shutting people down. So we're excited about the future. It's tough, like I said earlier. It's kind of like a mixed bag. You know, when you got to play with a bunch of sophomores, it's not so good for the present, but it's really good for the future. So that's what we're hoping for.
Oh, we're all excited for that, and let's hope the future, including these next two games, are successful. Good luck against Ambridge tonight, and let's get back on the winning track.
Thanks a lot, Scott. That's the plan.
All right, we're heading back to the stadium for tonight's game right after this.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Michael, what are you wearing?
These are doctor's scrubs, Mr. Schneider. Got some healing to do.
Ah, because all the furnace rejuvenation calls we're getting?
Rejuvenations are even more important than tune-ups.
That's true.
We deep clean your system to remove every speck of dust.
Breathing new life into your furnace.
Making them work like the day they were born.
Doctors deliver babies. I get it.
And you do not want carbon monoxide leaks.
So deadly.
You need to call Schneider's 1 hour
before you turn your furnace on.
We'll keep your family safe by keeping your furnace healthy.
I see what you did there.
We don't call them rejuvenations for nothing.
And we guarantee no breakdowns for 6 months.
Or we give your money back towards repair.
Let's get to work.
You gonna put on some scrubs too, Mr. Schneider?
I'll just keep my Schneider's uniform on.
Time for a house call from Schneider's 1 hour.
Here, you dropped your stethoscope.
Oh, thanks.
283-8525.
Schneider's 1 hour. On time, day or night.
283-8525.
We're just a few minutes away from tonight's Knock football game here on WISR and the MSA Sports Network. Now let's go live to the press box. Here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
Good evening, everyone, from the field at Knock High School. It is Knock football 2017. I am Scott Briggs. That is Dave Bacon, and we are here live in a beautiful night for football here in western Pennsylvania as Knock hosts Ambridge in the next to the last game of the 2017 season. Could there be a playoff? Well, Dave, there is a possibility, but it will require some strange things happening.
Yeah, and it'll put Knock as one of the lower seeds if they would make it in mathematically, and so you're good probably for a round then, but it's mathematically possible.
Yeah, right now, South Fayette, Montour locked in at South Fayette at 6-0 in conference, Montour 6-1. Newcastle 5-2, they're locked in. Now Mars is the team sitting at 4-2 that could be out. Highlands and Knock still have a chance, and theoretically so does Blackhawk. Now for the Knock Knights to get into the playoffs, here's what has to happen. Knock obviously has to beat Ambridge tonight, and then Indiana has to upset Mars. We can't have Highlands beat South Fayette. So, you know, that's if Highlands beat South Bay at all, bets are off. If Mars beats Indiana, we're done. So we'll know tonight pretty much where the situation is. Then coming up next week, Knock would have to beat Mars here, and Highlands would have to beat or would have to lose to Indiana on the final week. So Indiana has to get strong the last two games, has to win out for Knock to get in the playoffs, because then that would put Knock, Highlands, and Mars in a three-way tie for that top spot. For that final playoff spot, and you could find, you get into the Gardner points, the head-to-head competition, each one beat the other, so you got that round robin, so it goes to the next level with the Gardner points and who's beaten who and when. And
remember back to the Knock Highlands game.
Yes.
Where Highlands won, but not by the 10 points that count towards Gardner points, and they could have put them on there, but they...
Yep.
Ran the clock out at the end. That might come back to bite them, and we made that comment that night.
Yep. And Knock would have to beat Mars by 10,
mm-hmm.
Or at least 9, because I think Highlands won by 8. Anyway, it is an opportunity. It still exists, but it's, given the way the schedule is and the teams that are still there, it's highly unlikely that would occur. So the Knights will have two games remaining. They'll be here tonight against Bridgers of Ambridge, who are 0-7, 0-8 overall, and then the Knock Knights would face the Mars Planets next Friday night here in Saxonburg. It'll be the final game of the 2017 season. Obviously, it'll be senior night as well. And when Knock and Mars play, Dave, you sort of throw the records out the window because we've seen seasons where one team's bad and it beats the other.
Yeah, that's right. And we've seen quite often coming down to the end of the season, these teams play spoiler to each other.
And this will be really the first time we've had Mars as a final game in quite some time. They had moved it up into the middle of the season for the last few years. And I think at one point it still was the final game.
Yeah, it still was for a while there, because remember we were playing them on a Saturday night at the very end of the season.
That's exactly, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember that. That was a few years ago. But nonetheless, the Knights will take on the Bridgers. Knock with the loss to Newcastle, and you heard Coach talk about that. The loss there moved Knock to 2-4 in conference, 2-5 overall, while Newcastle clinches the playoff spot at 5-2 with that fifth win. And again, we talked about Marcus Hooker and Dave, just a talent. And, you know, Coach had a lot of respect for him as well. And you just don't play against that kind of a player that often.
Not often, no. And you don't get that kind of player on your team that often. That's the kind of player that everybody wants. And obviously Ohio State wants him.
Yeah. Got a fool right there as a defensive back, and certainly not as a quarterback. So we got to see him last night. Of course, Ambridge has some talent there as well. You have to be careful against this team. Not start looking ahead to Mars or thinking because of their record, it's going to be an easy one. And I don't see that happening with the Knock Knights tonight. This team's pretty focused. They have been all year, no matter who they played. They've stayed pretty solid and played games to the end. So I don't look for any of that to happen. All right, we'll be back with more on our pregame show here from Saxonburg right after this timeout.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality, service, and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes, forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Knock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
And welcome back here to Saxonburg, where the Knock Knights ready to take on the Ambridge Bridgers. Knock leads the series 2-1, their first meeting back in 1986, an outstanding playoff game down at Mo Rubenstein Stadium, where Knock won 21-20. And then in 1992, Ambridge defeated Knock 26-7. And then just last year, 48-0, Knock with the win at Ambridge. Also would be remiss if we didn't wish the Knock soccer teams well in the WPIL playoffs. The Knock boys will be facing South Park on Monday. It's the girls will be facing South Park at South Park on Monday. That is an 8 o'clock game. The boys, well, they will be playing tomorrow against Ambridge. Surprise, surprise. And they'll be playing over at the Big Mac at Mars. That is a 3 p.m. Kickoff. So good luck to both the boys and girls soccer teams of the Knock Knights in the playoffs here in the next couple of days. All right, we are just about ready for the start of this one, and we'll be back with the kickoff right after these messages.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious, you can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
It's kickoff time for the Knock Knights here on WISR 680 AM Radio in Butler. Tonight's broadcast of Knock Football is presented in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dillon McCandless King, Coulter & Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System's Faster Care, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Now back to the press box and tonight's game. Once again, here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
And welcome back, everyone, as we get set for the start of tonight's game as Knock takes on Ambridge. Both teams on the field. The Knock band playing the group onto the field. We've got a nice crowd on hand here tonight and a beautiful night for football in Saxonburg. Knock looking to pick up the win tonight and just finish out the season strong, especially for this group of seniors. And really, Dave, you got to be excited for, at least Coach seems real excited about what he's got, the younger kids. And we see a good bit of them, a lot of them playing on a regular basis.
Yeah, I've talked to some parents who have talked about this JV team. They said, you should come up on a Saturday and see a JV game. These kids are really doing well. And they reiterated, too, what Coach said, they should be undefeated this year.
And they, again, their only loss came to South Fayette at South Fayette on a game where they couldn't get all the guys there, probably because of the distance and whatever else they had going on after that game. But nonetheless, we've got a game tonight, Knock and Ambridge. Knock will be in the home uniforms, the blue with the white numerals and gold helmets, while Ambridge in the maroon pants, white jerseys, maroon numbers, and white helmets. Pretty traditional Ambridge colors. Knock with a win over Ambridge last year, 48-0. Knock captains, Jay Carrot, A.J. Karenbauer, Ivan Stapchuk, Andrew Mullen, and tonight's extra captain is Thomas Pfeiffer.
And for the Bridgers, Laconia Seymour, Makai Robinson, Dylan Duzicki, and David Palachek.
And the Knights, again, will wrap up their season next Friday night here against Mars. Always a lot of fun when the Planets come to town. So make your plans to be here for that one. That's always a good crowd. And it'll be senior night. Chance to for the seniors. And we looked at the long-range weather forecast. It should be sunny and in the mid-60s on Friday.
I'll take it.
Yep. And I missed the coin toss. We missed it the first time. All right, Knock and Ambridge on WISR. The Knights again tonight without Matt Goodland, who broke his wrist last week. Sorry to hear that. Well, he's had some health issues. He was hurt last year, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Sorry about that for Matty, but...
Don't forget.
He'll miss just the final two games.
I'm not sure how it occurred here, but it's at least Knock will receive this opening kickoff. Whether they won the toss and declined, which is generally the case when they win the toss.
Johnston and Stapchuk will go back to take the kickoff. It'll be Dylan Wedge to do the honors for Ambridge. Ambridge kicking to Knock. The Knights will move from right to left. That's from the scoreboard towards the school, for those of you familiar. And we are about set to go. Good to have you with us here on WISR, game number 8 of the 2017 season. And Wedge's kick to come. And they'll just put this one on the ground and skim it, and it'll get kicked out of bounds by Knock at the 20-yard line. Trying to come up with it was Chase Mullen. And you could tell Ambridge watched the films, Dave.
Yeah.
They're not going to kick it anywhere near number 5. We actually were watching Ambridge in the warm-ups as well. They were running their scout offense, and we're running Knox plays pretty much just as Knox does. So they had thrown a flag there, but there's no flag. There would have been a flag had the ball gone out without being touched by Mullins. So Knock will start here on the 20-yard line, first and 10. Bricker in the middle with Mullen and Grassy on one side, Seiko and Fry on the other for the Knock offense. Receivers Martin and Schreckengost with the backfield. Setnar, Mullen, and Stapchuk. And, of course, Jake Harrod under center. Harrod will take the snap, puts the man in motion right side. He's going to pitch it back, and turning the corner is Setnar. Setnar across the 25, 30, 35. He breaks into the free, and nobody's going to catch him. He stepped out of bounds. That's why they're not going to catch him. Stepped out at the 40-yard line.
Stepped out at the 40, but he was just accelerating away from white jersey, Scott.
So pick up 20 yards on the play on the very first run from scrimmage for Setnar. That was on the pitch, and we've not seen that play work very often. But it worked to perfection there. First and 10, Knock at their own 40-yard line. Just underway. Martin to the left side. Bojahovic to the near side as the receivers. Again in the triple option. Bridgers with 5 men on the line of scrimmage, and here's Stapchuk up the middle. Oh, no. Harrod keeps it, and Harrod is wrapped up by a gain of maybe 2 to the 42-yard line.
He was met immediately as he started moving forward with a football, Scott. They're going to give him, call it a yard, if that.
Yeah. Good defensive play by the Bridgers up front. Second down and 9. And Bricker over center with receivers to either, with a single receiver to the near side, the tight end's on the right. Again, out of the triple option, and the Bridgers now 6 guys on the front line. In motion, Setnar far side. Here's Stapchuk up the middle, and Ivan takes ball carriers with him across the 45 to the 46-yard line for a gain of 5.
Bring up third down and 4.
Again, this is where we'll usually see in this fourth down, third down and relatively short situation where Harrod and Stapchuk, and Harrod usually ends up with the ball here. And Schreckengrass with a play from the sideline from offensive coordinator Lance Ertis.
And play clock's down to 7. They're going to have to hurry.
Harrod steps under. And Harrod going to keep it himself. He's got the first down and more to the outside in Bridger territory. Down the far sideline. And finally run out of bounds in Ambridge territory at about the 22 or the 27-yard line, let's make it. So a pickup, 27 yards to the 27. Well, as we said, usually it's either Stapchuk or Harrod on that third down and short situation. And I've been able to make the block and Jake Harrod out into the open. First and 10 at the Bridger 27-yard line. It's time to receivers wide side of the field for Knock. Again, out of the triple option. Motion to this side is Mullen, and they hand off the middle to Stapchuk. And everybody from Ambridge is on Stapchuk at the 25-yard line for gain of 2. Now you can see, Dave, there what they're going to do is they're not going to let 5 carry the ball at all.
Well, Knox putting some receivers out there. Maybe he'll take a page out of the Newcastle book and put a bunch of receivers in there to spread out the Ambridge defense to open things up a little bit for Stapchuk.
Well, Joe, it's will split out wide to the right as a single receiver, so they're not doing it here, but they do come out with two tight ends. Harrod under center, looking at three down linemen in front of him, and Harrod back to throw it to the end zone, and he had Mullen open and just overthrew him at the goal line. Or he had, Jehoiitz open and threw it just too high.
Wojciechowski's one of those sophomores that everybody talks about.
And I keep getting his name wrong. Wojciechowski. Sorry, Joey. Third down now, and call it eight to go for Knock in Ambridge territory. Zentner in motion, and here's Harrod's going to keep it again. This time Ambridge aware of it, and he'll get it inside the 25 to maybe the, see if they give him the 22-yard line here. Give him the 22 for a gain of three, and that'll bring up fourth down and five. No hesitation here. See what you can do. Martin with a play from the near sideline. Just underway here in Saxonburg. No score. Knock with the first possession of the game. Clock narrowing down to 9 minutes to go first quarter. Knights need five here on fourth and five. Harrod steps to the line. Motion man back this way. Harrod looking for the pass. Out into the flat and throws it behind a wide, wide open Noah Zentner. I think Harrod probably let that one go a little too soon, Dave.
Yep. Yeah, he had a little bit of time. He wasn't getting any pressure, and Zentner was, like you said, wide open with nothing but green in front of him.
So with 8:56 to go here in the first quarter, the Knock Knights turn it over on downs at the Ambridge 22-yard line. And so that's where the Bridgers will start out. Quarterback will be Robbie Thompson with Makai Robinson in the backfield. Thompson looks for a pass out into the flat. It's caught out there and then knocked out of bounds is Justin Hasek. So he makes the quick pass. And, you know, they throw the ball a lot, Dave. That's what the coach said.
Yeah.
Second down, 6 yards to go. We have the quarterback listed as number 17, Robbie Thompson. Hope that's correct. Four receivers now for the Bridgers. And Thompson again, a quick toss to the sideline. Pass this time not caught by Hasek. And it'll bring up third down.
Passing complete on a play. Brings up third down and three for the Bridgers.
So it'll be third down now for Ambridge. Again, they go with they had that four-receiver package, and they're going to force Knock to have to come up and play tight. This time they'll send three receivers to the right side, single receiver to the left. So it's sort of a bunch package to the near side for Thompson. Takes a snap, looks to his right, then back to the left, sets up the screen. It's caught over the middle nicely by Damari Jones, I believe. And it should be a first down for Ambridge out at the 33. Again, something they saw in the film that Newcastle did, that sort of a throwback pass, Dave, that was very successful.
Yeah. Knock did get some pressure on Thompson that time, but he got it away just in time.
And in a tough position, Damari Jones was right in the middle of the field. First and 10, Bridgers. Again, bunch receivers to the right side. Knock showing blitz. Here they come. Here's the pass across the middle. Pass is caught. And turning upfield is Dawsey Crum. Crum to the 39-yard line as another 6-yard pickup through the air for the Bridgers, who have yet to run the ball.
Aaron Green with the tackle.
And an official's timeout as one of the Bridgers has to go to the sideline. There's an equipment problem or what it is. Looks like David Palachek, one of the captains. Being tended to on the sideline. Gets his helmet off. Standing, so he broke some equipment or what it was. Second down and call it four for Ambridge. Again, this time trip receivers to the left side. Knock with the three down linemen up front. Showing blitz off the left side. Here they come. And the pass thrown quickly and through the hands of an intended receiver. But Knock, Eric Green, got right to Thompson just as he threw the ball.
I think that's why it went errantly.
But right now, Dave, they're, you know, 1-2 throw. They're not waiting. This has a tendency to burn you quickly. As one of the Knights jumps the route a little bit, you never know. Three receivers come to the near side. Single receiver far side again for Thompson. Knock shows a blitz. Here comes everybody, and there's the pass. Across the middle, and the pass intended for Crum again.
And again, Thompson goes down.
And it'll bring up fourth down. And really, there were two Knock Knights just standing there, and Crum ran into them. And that's why he could catch the ball. So the punt team will come on for the Bridgers. And Dylan Wedge will go back to punt.
Back deep for the Knights, Wojciechowski and Jared Schreckengoss.
They stand at about their 25-yard line. Wedge, high snap, handles it well, no rush. Gets off a decent punt, goes to the right side. Away from the Knights and takes an Ambridge bounce inside the 20-yard line. And we'll go dead at about the 17. 7:18 to go here in the first quarter. There is no score. We'll take a quick break and be back to Saxonburg right after this.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
And the Knock Knights starting this drive from their own 17-yard line. The give is to Stapchuk, and Ivan across the 20 to the 21 for a gain of 4. And his third carry of the game. I guess they give him only 3. It looked like he had a little bit more than that. Give him the 20-yard line. Wojciechowski and Martin. Martin is the single receiver to the right side. Second down for Knock. In motion to the near side is Mullen. And Harrod keeps it and is gang tackled for no gain at the 20. Either that was a broken play or...
A whole lot of Ambridge players got through that line of Knock.
Yeah, they're getting in there real quick off the corners. So Knock needs to either throw over top or get the ball to the outside here. Third down and 7. Again, remember, Coach Whalen said this is a pretty good defense early on. Until you get frustrated.
Well, they've given up one fewer points this season than the Knock Knight defense has.
Wojciechowski to the right. Here's Harrod's handoff up the middle. And it will be short of the first down. Stapchuk to the 23. So another fourth down and 2.
Deep in their own territory, the Knights will punt this one away.
Chase Mullen will go back inside his 10. But just again, Knock offensively not able to develop a rhythm at all. Mullen to kick. High snap. Chase able to get it. Gets it away and fielded and then down with it as he catches it, slips on the turf, is Tay Lindsey. Savon Mosby down there quickly, engaging a few Bridgers. So Knock with a 3-and-out. Now the Bridgers with the ball back. 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. There still is no score. Knock at Ambridge. Ball at the 42, finally, where they spot it. Ambridge yet to run the ball. They've thrown on every series. Makai Robinson is the setback. And again, looking to throw. Tossed over the middle and picked off. That one was just sort of thrown up for grabs, and the Knock Knights come down with it as Jared Bricker with the interception.
That's because Thompson was about to be hit. He was just trying to get rid of it.
So Bricker with the interception, and again, that one, Robinson just sort of flopped it up there, intended again for Dazhe Crum. And a ball right at midfield for the Knock Knights. And back to throw Harrett. Harrett down over the middle and overthrows another wide open Chase Mullen. Mullen had his man beaten easily. And again, Harrett for the third time tonight, Dave, has overthrown open receivers.
And Setnar on this side, same thing. He was wide open. So
Jace just got to get that feel down here. Second down and 10. Or knock. Harrett again under center. Setnar to the right. Hand off to Stapchuk, and Ivan will take ball. Will take tacklers with him inside the 45 and down to the 44. Gain of 6 yards there for Ivan Stapchuk. Third down and a short four to go for the Knock Knights here.
Under 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. No score.
Ambridge has run 7 plays and thrown it all 7 times. Harrett now with Martin split to the left side. Has Mullen coming that way, and he loses the ball. It's on the ground, and I don't know whether he got it back or not. He did. Lose one back to the 45 as Harrett lost the ball. And the punt team will come back on again. Another 3 and out for Knock. Well, yeah, Jake Harrett.
Something with that exchange right there just wasn't right.
All right, Mullen to punt from his own 40-yard line. Again, a high floating snap, but he gets the kick away. And it bounces, and it's picked up by the Bridgers. And again, it is Tay Lindsey. And Lindsey gets it out to the 22-yard line for Ambridge with 3:47 to go here in the first quarter. And still no score in this one.
Like Tanner Grassi and friends got downfield on that one and made that tackle.
Ambridge's last series, so 1 play, an interception by Robbie Thompson, who is listed here as a wide receiver. Wearing number 17. Again, 4 receivers for the Bridgers. Knock again shows blitz as Bricker tries to come off the outside. Pass to the outside. He's caught out there. And a nice play by James Johnston. Brings him down across the 25 at the 26 for about a 4 or 5 yard gain.
Didn't let the receiver turn the corner after he caught the ball, so it was a nice tackle.
And Ambridge will put 3 guys out and then 2 head downfield. 1 drops back and he gets the pass. This time they'll send 3 receivers to the right side of the field. Thompson with a single receiver left and a single setback as he's out of the pistol. Waits, takes the snap, now looks left, looks right, starts to run with it and takes off and is hit and dropped at the 25 for no gain. Maybe lose a yard.
He's going to lose a little bit of yardage there.
And there was no one to throw to.
Johnston on the tackle again that time.
Well, that time Thompson looked to his right where the 3 receivers were for just a second then and came back to the left and his receiver over there double covered. I think that was, they were sort of setting that one up, hoping Knock would overplay the near sideline. 3rd down and 7 for the Bridgers. And 3 receivers right side. Knock again showing a little bit of a blitz. Here they come. Pass over the middle, tipped up in the air and incomplete.
Broke it up by, who was it?
All right, Grassy might have got a hand in there. And there were a whole bunch of guys there. Yeah. Pass intended for Laconia Seymour. And we'll bring up 4th down, and the Bridgers will have to punt again. Again, Wojciechowski and Schreckengoss back deep. High snap again, but handled. Boy, this one is short punt. And Nock runs away from this one. Takes a little bit of a Bridger bounce inside the Nock 35 and to the Nock 34. So really not a very exciting game thus far, Dave.
So far not. Nock's offense, as you said, just not able to get into any kind of rhythm here yet.
Appears to have had opportunities here, but for whatever reason, just missing, especially on the pass play.
Yeah, a couple hot passes there to wide-open receivers that were good for six, but not completed.
First and 10, Knights at their own 34. Schreckengoss comes to the near side. Again, Nock in the triple option. We haven't seen the eye yet. Bridgers, six guys on the front line. Setting our motion right side. Hand off to Stapchuk, and Ivan barrels his way up the middle to the 39. To pick up a five. And Nock may just start to do this, Dave, is to pound that ball up the middle a bit. Go behind that big, strong offensive line. Minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. There is no score. And now they'll break huddle. And Nick Martin will split to the short side of the field wide. Again, out of the triple option set. Motion man back to the near side. And here's handoff to Stapchuk. And he's cut down at the 41-yard line. Nice open field tackle there by Brendan King.
Picked up about two on the play. It'll be third down and three.
Looked like he had a lot of room if he was able to make. If he didn't been able to get out of that tackle, Dave, I don't know that anybody was going to catch him. Third down, Dave says, and three. Wojciechowski to the right. Harrit is back to throw again. Out into the flat. Wojciechowski with a catch inside Bridger territory at the 49-yard line. Joey just went down the field and then stopped and came back as Harrit threw. Perfectly timed pass, and the Knights pick up the first down. 10 yards through the air there. Harrit's first completion, I believe.
Yeah. First completion of the night. He's had a couple opportunities, but the ball just coming out a little hot.
Now Martin comes to the near sideline. Picked up there by a single defender. Harrit again, Mullen in motion. Harrit with the keeper. Harrit turns the corner, pitches to Mullen. Mullen turns it across the 45, and that's about it. They'll give him 45 where it'll be third down, and that'll be the final play of the quarter. We've completed one. There's no score here in Saxonburg. Knock and Ambridge. Back with second quarter action right after these messages. You're listening to Knock Football on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
And back at Saxonburg, along with Dave Bacon, I'm Scott Briggs here on WISR. As Nock and Ambridge locked up in a scoreless duel here early, the Knights have the ball second down and six at the Ambridge 45-yard line. Nock with one interception in the game. Jared Bricker picking off a pass of Ambridge's Robbie Thompson. And the Knights will come out second down. And Schreckengoss split wide to the right side. Lots of room on this side. And Mullen in motion to the far side again. It's Stapchuk around the left side. Big first down for Stapchuk as he takes it down to the Bridgers 36-yard line. Maybe even the 35. I'm going to give him the 36-yard line. That is a gain of 9 for Ivan Stapchuk. All right, let's keep moving it, Dave.
Yeah. This is the best rhythm they've been in this series.
Yep. Picked up the first down on a pass reception by Joey Wojciechowski. And pitch back. This going to Setnar. He's going to have to hurry to turn this corner and does. Pretty tough run there by Setnar to pick up 1 yard. Good defensive play by the Bridgers, Dazhe Crum. And also Tay Lindsey. Just a gain of 1. To the 36. Second down and 9. Ambridge has got that running game of Nauk pretty well figured out. Here's Harrett back to throw and pressure from the blind side. Never saw it coming. LaMonica Seymour. And Harrett just never saw him. Goes down at the 42. That's a loss of 6.
That's only the first time that Ambridge has gotten pressure on.
They were close, I think, on the pass to Wojciechowski. And Harrett just did not even see him. It took a pretty good hit. So third and 14 now for the Knights. They'll have 4 receivers out there. Single setback. And back to throw is Harrett looking right. Now stepping up in the pocket. Harrett rolling to the side. Looks back and flops one down the field. And it's caught on the run by Chase Mullen. What a great catch. And a better call by Jake Harrett. Harrett trying to get away from pressure, rolling to the outside, motioned to Mullen to go deep, and then he floated it out there absolutely perfectly, and they take it down to the 10, does Chase Mullen.
You could see that coming because Mullen was out there moving back and forth trying to make himself a target, and like you said, Harrett just threw his hand up and waved him down the field. Mullen turned around and beat his coverage down the field.
And Harrett just dropped it in there perfectly. That was picture perfect. And a timeout taken as the play clock must have been down low. Knock with a timeout. 10 minutes to go, first half. No score, but the Knights are threatening. We'll be back to Saxonburg after this 30-second break. You're listening to Knock Football, WISR. WISR680.com and the High School Trib High School Sports Network.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The Dealmaking Man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The Dealmaking Mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The Dealmaking Man saved us thousands.
Meet the real Dealmaking Man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
And welcome back to Saxonburg. They're knocked with a timeout. First and goal from the 10-yard line for the Knights. Looking to get on the board here first. We've been through a quarter and no score, but the Knock offense with the most success in this game. And this last one coming on a pass from Harrett to Chase Mullen. And a really nice effort by both those guys. First and goal from the 10. They'll go to slot right, single back, hand off to that single back is Stapchuk. Stapchuk barrels inside the 5 to the 4. He just was putting the feet down and pushing, Dave.
Yeah, just picking them up and putting them down, leaned forward and just kept shoving until they got him on the ground.
Second and goal from the 4.
Good 6-yard charge by Stapchuk.
Martin with a play from the near sideline. Knock will send receivers to either side to try to spread out that Ambridge defense. And Stapchuk, the single setback. Harrett's under center with Mullen in motion to the back. And Harrett's going to keep it himself around the right side. Harrett puts his head down and falls into the end zone for the Knock touchdown. Jake Harrett with the 4-yard run. And that's where you sort of use Stapchuk as a decoy because you sort of got to stay where he is. But Herod able to get in there and put the Knights on the board first. A nice drive there of 66 yards in 10 plays. And Matt Gore on to attempt the extra point out of the hold of Herod. Herod puts it down. Gore is under it, and Gore puts it up and through, and Matt Gore has been excellent this season. Knock 7, Ambridge nothing. We'll take a quick break and be back to Saxonburg for the kickoff right after this timeout.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
All right, Dave, that was a pretty nice drive by Knock there. Seemed to get a little bit of rhythm in that offense.
Yeah, they seemed to get things going. The passing game started to click a little bit. Not that Knock is predominantly a passing team, but the passing team clicked. The running game opened up a little bit, and maybe that's because the passing game opened up a little bit.
And you got to pay a little bit more attention to it. And a couple of big plays there, a couple of big passes. Herrett to Wojciechowski. And then to Chase Mullen. All right, Gore is set to kick it off. Three Bridgers back looking to take this kickoff. And let's see where Gore sends it. He'll put it down the near sideline, field it at the 13-yard line. And trying to come up, field it, and running away from tackles is LaMonica Seymour. Seymour now going the wrong way and will be tackled back inside the 20 at the 18.
He had it outside the 20-yard line, nearly to the 25, till he tried to run away from pressure.
And with 9:02 to go here in the first half, Knock leading 7-0, the Bridgers will try to answer that score, starting at their own 18-yard line. Again, Knock's drive. Pretty impressive drive there for Knock, getting the two big pass plays. 76 yards, 10 plays. All right, here come the Bridgers again. Four receivers, two to either side for Thompson. Knock looking to rush four, and here they come. Thompson with a pass out into the flat again. This is the one they've been throwing. Ball comes loose off the receiver. He still can't get it. Still ball loose on the ground. Recovered by the Knock Knights inside the 10-yard line.
That ball went through about four people's hands before Knock recovered it, Scott.
Chase Mullen recovers the fumble.
So real quickly, Knock quite possibly going to break this one open after no scoring throughout the entire first quarter.
So the Knights will start at their 8, first and goal, 8:52 to go here in the first half. That one, the pass was complete out to Justin Hasek, and then he bobbled it after he started to run with it and tried to chase it down, and Mullen was able to get to it first.
Well, he was getting turned around and bumped and banged out there trying to find some open space when it came loose.
Martin split to the left side for Herod. Herod's going to keep it himself. Herod inside the 5. Herod stays on his feet, and he takes it into the end zone for the Knock touchdown from 8 yards out. Jake Herod on a 1-yard play for an 8-yard touchdown run.
God, he again just kept the feet moving. He was being hit and banged around. He just kept making spin moves, turning around, bouncing off of people, and finding open space to the goal line.
And Gore with the extra point is up, and it is good. So the Knock Knights leading Ambridge 8:46 to go here in the first half, 14-0. And, Dave, that's a killer for Ambridge. You're down 7, and, all right, we can start back, and then
immediately you're down 14.
Yeah.
So that quite often breaks a team's back when they're having a down year like this, Scott. You know, it's hard not to get discouraged, but they're in a building program down at Ambridge, as they are here at Knock.
Yeah, we'll take it. 8:46 to go in the first half, and you got to be careful with a team like Ambridge. You give them a good bit of hope, and they're going to stick around. But now Nauk has just sort of smacked them upside the head. And let's see if the Nauk defense can withstand an Ambridge comeback here. Matt Gore's kickoff yet to come again. Again, this time down here, this looks like LaVon Noquist. Noquist going to the far side of the field. He looks to turn upfield and can't do it. And downfield, Evan Wynn with a nice tackle for the Nauk special team. So he's pretty much a special team guru, Wynn is. He's involved in a whole lot on special teams.
8:39 to go in quarter number two.
So Nauk scores twice in about 10 seconds, theoretically. And the Bridgers starting at their own 17 here. And again, new quarterback rolling to his right, looking to throw the football. Flag is down. Ball is out, and it is picked off. This time, Chase Mullen. Mullen down the near sideline, and he'll be caught at about the 24-yard line. That ball went through the hands of Scotty Frazier, right into Chase Mullen's hands. And a flag is down, but that's going to be a hold against Ambridge and be declined by Nauk.
Noah Campalong was the new quarterback for the Bridgers. And he floated one real high up there, and Nauk came down with it and had a great field position at the 22.
So Mullen with a fumble recovery and an interception in the last 30 seconds. And the Nauk Knights threatening to put this one away early here. 8:25 to go here in the first half. Ambridge will take a timeout. Wow. With a timeout by Ambridge, we take a timeout. We'll be back to Saxonburg after this 30-second break.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Now?
We appear to be. First and 10 Nauk at the 21-yard line.
Ambridge turning the ball over their last two possessions, both of them deep in their own territory.
So from the 22, single receiver to the left side. Nauk in the eye, and it's handed off to the fullback, Savon Mosby, and he takes it inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line.
Second and six, 8:10 to go in quarter number two on a turn clock.
Nauk in the lead 14-0 after a scoreless first quarter.
And the play clock turns down to 10 seconds to go, Scott.
Nauk breaks huddle again in the I formation. Mosby is the fullback. And again, Savon off the left side, and he's bowling his way inside the 10. And Savon down to about the 7-yard line. That's a gain of 10 yards there.
He is surprisingly fast for a big man.
I'll say he is. And it'll be another Nauk first down.
Knights have six on the...
Again, or the keep by Harrett this time. Harrett turns it upfield and gets inside the 5-yard line, down to about the 4.
So he has his choice of weapons in that backfield now, including himself, Scott.
Yeah. In their games, and... Unless you watch the whole film set, you might have missed it. Here they go. Second and goal from the 4. Harrod, Mosby, and he'll be brought down on a pretty tough tackle there by one of the Bridgers. Nice job by Dylan Zicki at the 3 for a gain of only 1. So it'll be third and goal from the 3.
And now it looks like we're going to go back to that to the option defense, offense rather.
Yeah, they'll take Savon out. Yeah, they got him a shot there. Gives you something to look for here.
Gives Ambridge something to think about.
Mock will put three receivers out for Harrod. Harrod's under center and back looking to throw. Harrod rolling to his left, being chased. Now turns up, the flag comes down. And so does Harrod. Holding against the Knock Knights. Be the first penalty against Knock in this one, right?
The first penalty against anybody that set up, I think.
That's, you're right. So it'll be either fourth and one or third and, open the field up a little bit more.
Yeah, it gives a little bit more room because it's obviously passing down. And I'm sure four down territory in here as well.
Well, they'll send out Eric Green and Nick Martin as receivers. And Schreckengoss comes off, so they'll only go with one receiver here. They go back to the triple option on third and goal from the 15. Harrod with a man in motion to the right is back to throw. Into the flat to Mullen. Mullen has to put a move on and only is going to get a yard to the 2 yards maybe to the 13. That didn't fool Ambridge at all. And they will send out Matt Gore for the field goal. So give Ambridge credit here. Defensively, looked like they were going to have trouble with Savon Mosby, but they were able to stop Knock and force the field goal try, this of 30 yards. Gore with one field goal this year already. Harrod puts it down. Gore is under it, and this one is not going to be good. Shanks it off to the left. So with 5:17 to go here in the first half, and the Knock Knights leading 14-0, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And then back here at Knock High School, timeout taken on the field, 5:17 to go. This timeout taken by Ambridge. And we will stop the clock there. 14-0, Knock in the lead. Had an opportunity here, Dave, but just didn't quite get things to fall their way.
Well, first penalty of the game kind of hurt on that one.
So the Knights with a 14-0 lead on Ambridge here with 5:17 to go in the first half. Understand a few technical difficulties, and you might have missed a couple things. We hope we have those straightened out for you here now.
And they just did announce it's Little Cheerleader Night here at Knock. The whole track is full of big and little cheerleaders.
Always a fun night for the little girls down there. They're just having a blast. They haven't stopped moving since they came out on the field. All right, the Bridgers go back to Robbie Thompson at quarterback, and he's back to throw. Into the flat it goes, and trying to turn it upfield, and doing so with is Dazhe Crum, who appears to be their favorite target. And Crum turned it upfield, and it looks like he has yardage, Dave, close to the first down near the 30.
And they will move the sticks.
So put the ball at the 30-yard line. And again, the Bridgers will send two receivers left, two receivers to the right. Devon Gilmartin is the sidecar in the backfield. And back to throw again. Pressure comes. And coming back, can't hang on to the ball, was Crum. And again, pressure on Martin to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, he was hit just as he threw by Eric Green. And again, had to pick himself up off the turf.
And not getting the pressure on, but they're just like 1-2 throw, like we said before.
Yeah.
5 yards down the field and turn. Because the ball's coming at you. Now, Maquis Robinson back in the backfield. They have yet to run the ball. And they set up a screen pass, and Knock has it pretty well defended, but the ball carrier gets away. Out to the outside, 45-40, down the near sideline with only Frazier to beat. Runs out of Frazier's hands, coming down the sideline, and then will finally be taken down by Harrit and Stapchuk at the 10-yard line. Should have been stopped in the backfield for no gain. Put him down at the 9. Big play for the Bridgers.
And the Ambers could jump right back in this before halftime, Scott.
61 yards on that one. Knock missed no less than 6 tackles on that one. Right off the setup, a quick screen, and it worked perfectly. First and goal, Bridgers.
It looked like Knock had it sniffed out.
Well, they had him hit in the backfield.
Yeah.
But he got away.
Play clock's down to 5.
And again, it is Noah Campalong in at quarterback. Campalong takes the snap, and he's going to keep it himself, and Campalong spins down inside the 5-yard line and down to the 3. For a gain of 6, and Knock, sure, at that point, is not expecting the quarterback to keep it. Second down and goal from the 3 for the Bridgers. They'll get a big play on a behind-the-line-of-scrimmage pass.
That appeared to be stopped for a loss.
That goes for 61 yards. Campalong now with 2 backs in front of him, and it looks like Knock jumps off sides here. So that'll give him half a distance to the goal to the 1.5.
Everybody jumped off sides on that one.
So it'll move it from the 3 to the 1.5. It'll be a second down and goal from there. Well, the Bridgers out of the huddle. 2 receivers to the right, single receiver to the left, 2 backs in front of Campalong. Campalong with a snap to the left, puts his head down, drives, gets close to the goal line. They're going to make him short at the 1. It'll be 3rd down and goal from the 1-yard line, just inside the 1-yard line. And I look for him to come back with the same thing. They got those 2 backs up front, Dave, and they're just blocking for Campalong.
Trying to get an opening.
The sophomore quarterback for Ambridge. And those 2 backs in front of Campalong. He'll slowly walk up under center. Takes the snap, goes forward, but goes backwards. Ball came loose, but Campalong able to fall on it at the 1. But Campalong falls on it. It'll be 4th and goal from the 1. So here's a big defensive play for the Knock Knights.
2:24 to go in the half.
Campalong lost his shoe. Able to get it back on. So the Bridgers looking to score here. 4th and goal from the 1. Can the Knock Knights hold them? Campalong again. This time goes back into a shotgun with guys in front of him. Campbell still trying to get his shoe on. Takes a snap, heads straight up, pitch pass into the end zone, and he sort of flopped it over his intended receiver. And they had it. It was a good play there,
yeah.
Dave, but
just a little, he just threw, got a little too much air under it. Kind of like the one he threw for an interception earlier, Scott. A real high pass. But it went over the extended arm of his intended receiver, and the Bridgers turned it over on downs.
Yeah, the guy was out there, too. So good call by the Bridgers. It just didn't execute it. And it'll be Knock ball at their own 1-yard line with a minute 55 to go here in the first half, leading 14 to nothing. Harrit with Stapchuk right behind him. See if they just try to go straight ahead and get some breathing room, and that's what Harrit does. He'll get some room out to the 4-yard line. Picks up 3 straight ahead. It'll be 2nd down and 7. Knock with 2 timeouts remaining. Bridgers with only 1. Schreck and Goss with a play from the near sideline. And the Knock offense. Well, they look to run out the clock here. They're trying to do something. I would guess we're going to run it for a while. Harrit's under center, Mullen in motion. Harrit's going to keep it, and Harrit's going to be stood up at the 5-yard line for a gain of 1, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Bridgers take a timeout somewhere here.
We're approaching a minute to go.
They only have one. I would guess if Knock does not pick up the first down here, the Bridgers will use their final timeout. Knock will work as much clock here as they can.
Play clock hasn't started. Now it just started with 56 seconds to go in the quarter.
Knights looking at third down and call it six. Single receiver left for Harrett. Harrett's under center. Mullen in motion to the far side to give it to Stapchuk, left side. Ivan turns the corner, first down and more. And Stapchuk gets out of bounds at the 15, so Knock will not have to give the ball back to Ambridge. So you have 34 seconds here. You can just take a knee and pretty much get out of the half, leading 14 to nothing.
You see what the Knock offense has decided to do, or what the coaches have decided the offense should do.
Well, you realize you've got a Setnar, you've got Stapchuk, who can outrun probably most of these guys to the end zone if you can get them open. I don't think you throw the ball here.
They're going to have to hurry. Their play clock is under 10.
And out they come again, single receiver far side. First and 10 again, Mullen in motion, and back to throw is Harrett. Harrett across the middle. That's caught by Setnar, and he's out across the 25 to the 27. Pickup of 12 on the play there. We'll set up a first down for Knock with 27 seconds to go in the half. And Knock will burn their second timeout. They have an opportunity here, Dave, to... You got to get a big play, though.
Yeah, you got to get a big play, and they kind of squandered an opportunity down here after the interception a while ago earlier in the quarter. It should be 21 to nothing, but trying to make that up here.
Knock with three takeaways tonight, two interceptions and a fumble recovery. Chase Mullen with a fumble recovery and an interception. First interception. Oh, that was Jared Bricker.
Yeah, Jared Bricker was the first one, that's right.
All right, 27 seconds to go. Knock with a ball at the Ambridge 27.
Each team with a timeout.
Bridgers with a whole ton of defensive backs in the game. I'll give you something underneath, but I don't want you getting too far. Dazhe Crum, the safety, is playing well back. Knock will go eye set here. And Harrod is back rolling right, looking to throw. Downfield, Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss makes the catch and goes out of bounds across midfield with 20 seconds to go. That was perfectly thrown, and Schreckengoss takes it to the 45 of Ambridge.
It was. Schreckengoss had a lot of time to look that one right into his hands, Scott. It was thrown to the outside. No one else was going to get it.
And a good job by Schreck to get out of bounds as well, Dave.
Yes.
He was falling down and really had to struggle to stay on his feet to get to the sideline.
So the Knights apparently looking to put points on the board to end this first half.
I'll send four receivers out this time. I don't have enough guys out there, I don't think. Harrod rolling to his right into the flat. Mullen, or Setnar, drops the ball. Are they going to say it was a fumble? I don't think he had it long enough. Setnar had the ball for a step, maybe, and then the ball fell out of his hands. I don't know who recovered it. Ambridge says they have the recovery.
And Knock coming off the field, so apparently they're calling it Ambridge's football.
A fumble by Knock. And Ambridge with 9 seconds to go in the half has the ball at their own 35-yard line. Well, you know, bad things can happen here, too, if you're Ambridge.
Yeah.
And for the Knock Knights, you just don't want to give up a big play.
Don't let anything get behind you.
And it looks like the Bridgers will just, they're going to just try and get out of it. Well, looks like they're going to run a play here, and they'll send out four receivers. And here come the Knights, and they just hand it off, and no place to go for Makai Robinson as he's dropped at the line of scrimmage, and that'll bring the first half mercifully to a close. It's not been a pretty one, but the Knock Knights lead it 14 to nothing at the half. We'll be back to recap first half action right after this timeout.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality service and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes. Forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Knock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
Well, welcome back here to Knock High School. We're at the half where the Knock Knights lead the Ambridge Bridgers by a score of 14-0 in what was an interesting, it certainly wasn't an exciting first half of football. Neither team really seemed to get anything going in the first quarter. Knock had the better of the offensive chances, but still were unable to make anything happen in that first quarter, save for an interception by Jared Bricker. The Knock Knights on their first possession forced to turn it over on downs at the Ambridge 22-yard line. And then forcing Ambridge to punt. Ambridge threw an interception and a punt. Knock would finally score with 9:13 to go in the first half as Jake Harrett took it from 4 yards out. And that really began a series of mistakes by the Bridgers. In the ensuing kickoff, Bridgers got it at the 18. First place from scrimmage was a toss screen pass, and the receiver dropped the ball. Chase Mullen fell on it at the 8-yard line, and then Jake Harrett would take it in from 1 yard out, or from 8 yards out to make it 14-0 Knock. The next play from scrimmage for the Bridgers, they would throw an interception through the hands that was tipped by
Scott Schaefer, Scott Frazier.
Scott Frazier, that's right. Frazier tipped it, and then right into the hands of Chase Mullen. And he returned it down to the 22-yard line, but Knock was unable to get any kind of points off of that. They got down to the goal line, had it fourth and one, but a holding call took it back to the 15-yard line, and Knights then were forced to try a field goal, and that went wide to the left. So 14-0, the Knock Knights in the lead as Harrett would get the second touchdown, as we say, on an 8-yard run. So both of them from Harrett. And it's 14-0 Knock with two interceptions and a fumble recovery. And Chase Mullen has a fumble recovery and an interception.
Yeah.
In about 10 seconds.
Yep, all in about 10 seconds. And the Knights giving it up one time late here in the quarter with just seconds to go. Fumbled at about the 30-yard line of Ambridge. And the Bridgers had one play, couldn't get anywhere, and the quarter ran out.
Yeah, so it was a harmless thing. Knock had started at their own 1 yard line with about a minute and 3 seconds or something left to go in a half and got all the way downfield on a couple of nice passes. But I think they were just trying to see what they could get.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they got close enough, you know, go for it. But they just came up a little bit short there, and they lead 14-0 here at the half.
Penalty-free first quarter for both teams here tonight, Scott. And two penalties for the Knights in the second quarter here, a 10-yarder and a 2-yarder.
So really it's been a fairly clean game.
Yes,
it just hasn't been a very exciting game.
No.
But if you're a Knock fan, it is, because the Knights lead 14-0. All right, we got the halftime show coming up. Don Rebel and our friends from Trib Live High School Sports Network will be bringing you the halftime show, and then we'll be back with more in the second half. As Knock takes on the Bridgers of Ambridge, and the Knights in the lead 14-0.